On this student spotlight, how is Title IX being used to combat gender inequalities in higher education? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Celine Reynolds, PhD candidate in the Department of Sociology at Yale University, looks into this question.
Title IX is the 1972 U.S. civil rights law that prohibits sex discrimination in education, and it's been called one of the most significant steps towards gender equality in the last century. But it remains unclear how the law actually functions, particularly how it's been used to combat gender inequalities in the academy. My research provides the first systematic analysis of the mobilization of Title IX across higher education. I draw on a new data set using information acquired through the Freedom of Information Act. The data include all resolved Title IX complaints filed with the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights from 1994 to 2014. The mobilization of Title IX has changed both in frequency and in kind during this period. The number of Title IX complaints has been rising since 2000, exploding after 2009, and reaching a record high in 2014. Complaints citing discrimination in academics were the most common type of complaint filed for nearly all of the last 20 years, until 2014, when sexual harassment, academics, and athletics complaints reached near parity. Importantly, sexual harassment is neither a new concept nor a new arena of legal mobilization under Title IX, dating back to the 1977 landmark case of Alexander versus Yale University. Finally, the mobilization of Title IX is institutionally uneven. Relative to enrollment, a disproportionate number of complaints are filed against private, more selective schools, as well as those located in states with higher numbers of women serving in the legislature. By rigorously mapping how Title IX has been mobilized, this research takes a crucial first step towards understanding the law's capacity to reduce gender inequality in higher education.
That was Celine Reynolds of Yale University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.